Welcome to AP Psych!
Hey everybody, so in this episode we're going to be talking about some pretty big topics and we're going to be talking about some very serious disorders. If you need help for yourself or for someone else, there is a hotline number that you can call and reach out to a trusted adult. Or you can reach out to a trusted adult here at school or in your life. You also have the United Mental Health Team here at our school, where there is a whole lot of people who can help you and who are professionally trained to do that. If you do want the hotline number, it is 1-800-273-TALK. That is, can you repeat that, Ms. Snyder?
1-800-273-TALK. And TALK would be 8255.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so this episode, it's a big one. Trauma and stress-related disorders. It's a big topic, but short slides. So,
yep,
let's get into it.
So, these are responses to an overwhelmingly stressful or traumatic event. They include post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. This is one we've probably seen a lot in war movies, movies about soldiers. A very common thing, somewhat common thing in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we have acute stress disorder. They used to be anxiety disorders. Now they're reclassified into their own category because they lack anxiety symptoms.
So why do some people not develop this disorder even after experiencing trauma? That's where this gets a little tricky, because it can have maybe something to do with a lack of social support, childhood trauma, additional stress after the event, family history, mental illness, substance abuse, etc. So if somebody who does experience either PTSD or acute stress disorder, they could have either one of these four things in addition after experiencing trauma. And that might, I think, expedite post-traumatic stress disorder or acute stress disorder.
Yeah. After the, for example, after the Boston Marathon bombing, a very good friend of mine and his whole family was there because his older brother was running in it. And they wanted everyone who was at the race to go to therapy after, because they said that it was either 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance that people would develop post-traumatic stress disorder. After that, there were 5 people in the brother's friend group that were there to see him, and 2 of them ended up with PTSD symptoms. So it was like they needed to get into that therapy process first, but it was very scary, obviously. But like there was 5 of them and hundreds, thousands more that experienced it, but not everyone walked away with PTSD there.
Yeah, it's a tricky, I mean, any of this kind of stuff is really tricky because we don't, like, know exactly, like, why. Like, we can have pretty good guesses, but like you said a few episodes ago, I mean, we are still learning. Psychologists, biologists, everybody, we're still learning about this, all of this. So what is the difference between PTSD and acute stress disorder? Acute stress, it lasts up to a month, whereas PTSD lasts more than a month and can potentially last years. The symptoms can be different, but they usually include reliving a traumatic event. So like memories, dreams, disassociation, flashbacks, avoidance behaviors, so avoiding things, people, situations, other cue memories, cognitive and mood changes, so amnesia, exaggeration, altered mood, diminished interest in detachment and self-blame, and then arousal issues like hyper-startle response, difficulty sleeping, emotional outbursts, and reckless behavior.
So post-traumatic stress disorder is manageable and treatable. Psychotherapy and medication helps. I think we've talked about this before, that medication plus therapy is always the best, always the most successful way to go. But it is relatively common, so 8 to 9% of the population has post-traumatic stress disorder. And after the traumatic event, the risk of women experiencing PTSD are 2 times higher than men. This is a serious psychological disorder. If it's left untreated, it can lead to dangerous behaviors and self-harm. If you take a look back at those symptoms that Mrs. Navidad were talking about, some of those can become very harmful very quickly. Permanent brain damage can also occur. The brain can operate in a hyper-aroused state. Some have a more sensitive emotion processing limbic system, and this floods your body with stress hormones like cortisol, and can, when we talked about like being in that heightened state for too long or having that much stress for too long, it can lead to brain damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extra cortisol is not good for you by any means. So it's always important to, if you do experience any kind of mental health or traumatic event, to make sure that you talk to somebody and get the proper help.
So, absolutely.
And with that, we're going to end this short podcast and move on to our next topic.
Happy studying!